We know that it's proper to stand in one place with one's feet together for Kedusha. Oftentimes, you'll see that most people stand that way until the end of the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, but some people already start moving around before that, after Yimloch, but before the bracha of Akel HaKadosh. So what is the proper practice in this regard? When we say you have to stand in one place with one's feet together for Kedusha, how far does that go? What's considered the end of Kedusha? So the Shulchan Aruch brings this idea that one's supposed to stand with his feet together for Kedusha twice, in Simen Tzadi Hei and Simen Kuf Chav Hei, but he doesn't specify exactly when that ends. However, in Simen Kuf Chav Hei, the Ramah adds that one is also not supposed to speak during Kedusha. That's all the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch. But in the Darkei Moshe, he brings a fuller quote. This is based on Maril. And Darkei Moshe says the Maril wouldn't speak during Kedusha all the way until after the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh. So first of all, some of the Achronim, like the Kaf HaChaim, point out, you're not allowed to speak for the entire Chazar Sashatz. This must be referring to a case where there's no Chazar Sashatz issue. Like, you're not really part of that minyan. You just happen to be near the minyan and answering to Kedusha, or something like that. But in any event, the Maril wouldn't speak for the entire Kedusha until after Hakel HaKadosh. So the Eliyahu Rabbah was medayik from here, that just like not speaking for Kedusha goes until the end of Akel HaKadosh, so too, standing with one's feet together also would go until the end of Akel HaKadosh. And this is quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan and by some other Achronim as well. To be medayik, that Kedusha really ends, in a certain sense, after Akel HaKadosh. The Shevet HaLevi writes that this is all the more so true for people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, who always say, L'dor V'dor, because we say, L'dor V'dor Negig Alecha, L'Netzach Nitzachim Kedusha Schanakdish, that we're going to continue to be Mekadesh, the shame, to, which is Kedusha, forever. So we're still talking about Kedusha. So it's still appended to Kedusha, or part of Kedusha, however you want to phrase it, and therefore one should stand with one's feet together until after Akel HaKadosh. Even non-Ashkenazi, Rav Avad Yosef also quotes this, even though the Sfarim I'm not knowing to say L'dor V'dor every single time. But he says one should stand with one's feet together until the end of Akel HaKadosh. Nonetheless, there are those who defend the, or at least are melamed zchus for those who end earlier and those who move around earlier. So, for example, the Sefer Tefillah Kilchasa, he writes that it seems from the Stima Saposkin and from the Mishnah Brura that one doesn't have to stand with those feet together until after Akel HaKadosh. Why? How is that implied? I think what he means is that the Mishnah Brura doesn't bring this Eliyahu Rabbah. He doesn't, even though he quotes that the Maril didn't speak until the end of Kedusha, he doesn't take that next step and say, therefore you also have to stand with your feet together until the end of Kedusha. And the Mishnah Berurah does explain that why do you have to stand with your feet together? Because we say, Kishem Shemakdishim El Sob Shmei Marom. We're going to say Kedusha just like the Malachim do in Shemayim. And in the Malachim, Raglayim Regla Yishara, that they have like one straight leg. So too, we imitate that as well. So that's when we are saying the Kedusha that the Malachim say. What did the Malachim say? The Malachim say, Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Kvod. That's it. Even Yimloch is not quoted in the Nevi'im as something that the Malachim say when they say Kedusha. So, Mikra, you know, it would sound like the idea of standing with one leg to imitate the Malachim, that shouldn't necessarily apply for the entirety of the process, all the way until the end of Akel HaKadosh. In the Halicha Shlomo, he writes from Shlomo Zalman that it would be preferable to be makrid for this, to stand with one's feet together all the way until the end of Akel HaKadosh. However, it sounds like, from the fact that he says that many poskim don't quote this Eliyahu Rabbah, that really mikra din. It's not like this, it's not like the whole bracha is part of Kedusha, and therefore, b'shas hatzorech, if there's a need, one would be able to walk earlier. He specifically mentions, let's say, for example, on the Yom Noraim, we extend the bracha very long. We have a whole bunch of other paragraphs that we add on before we get to Amel HaKadosh in that case. So he says, just stay with your feet together until the end of the inyan of Kedusha. You know, L'dor V'dor, and the end of that little paragraph, and then that would be sufficient in such a case. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.